the business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Lucas Nelson is with us. He's heading up a company inside of Kemen Industries, known as MedFarm Iowa, and the goal is to be able to manufacture and deliver medical marijuana to individuals who claim good results with its use. Lucas is the son of David Nelson and grandson of the founders R.W. and Mary Nelson. Lucas joined Kemen as an attorney back in 2017, just a year ago. Welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to be here.
This is really an exciting conversation to have, and I've looked forward to this since Lauren Burt first contacted us and said,
Definitely.
Hey, you want to talk about this? And said, yeah, we want to talk about this.
It's an exciting time.
It is an exciting time. Let's tell folks what it is that Kemen Industries and MedFarm is going to be creating, and then we'll get into some other specifics.
You bet. So at the end of the legislative session, 2017, the state passed its first medical cannabidiol bill. And what this bill does is it allows for the license of up to two manufacturers and up to five dispensaries. MedFarm applied for and received the first and only currently license for the state of Iowa to manufacture products. So what MedFarm will be doing is taking plants from the very beginning of their life cycle. They'll be growing those plants to harvest. They'll be taking those plants once harvested, dry them, grind them, and then that ground plant material is where the oil is actually be extracted from. Then MedFarm will take that oil, turn it into final product formulations, and transport those across the state to be sold in the dispensaries.
In the five dispensaries
exactly.
That are associated by law. Now, before we get into too much into the weeds, one of the things that maybe people don't understand and they should know about is that this is probably very fortuitous for Iowa to have Kemen Industries in Iowa, because you are an international firm, well-respected, well-known, dealing in all kinds of food opportunities, food. You can say it
you
for
bet,
me.
You bet. We're a global food and feed manufacturer.
Thank you. That's what I was looking
exactly.
for.
Exactly. You know, Kemen was founded on the idea of trying to improve people's lives by touching them every single day with products and services. And really, that's exactly what MedFarm is going to be doing just within this state and with a very specific product. Kemen is now up to nearly half of its products that are plant-based, and that we pull molecules out of, that we extract molecules from these
right.
plants and turn them into final products. If you remove the stigma around cannabis, that's exactly what we're doing here. So I do think that the state should be very proud that Kemen was interested. Serving as MedFarm's consultant, I think, is going to bring a lot of stability. It should make people feel very safe and happy about the products that will be on shelves.
And allow me to suggest to you, Lucas, I don't think this would have happened if Kemen wasn't the partner.
You know, we certainly wonder that, too. There was tepid interest for manufacturing across the state. In our building, I mean, our owner, Chris Nelson, said, absolutely, we are getting into this. This matters for the people of Iowa. It's something that's very important. And we need to be able to produce it here in the state and deliver it to them. Without Kemen's fortitude and kind of strength, I don't know where Iowa would be right now.
And I certainly do agree with you. You know, one of the things, and I think it's interesting about this, Kemen Industries, based here in Des Moines, has a worldwide footprint.
It does.
And I'm serious about that, worldwide footprint. And you're touching people's lives in Africa and India and in Asia and South America here in the States. It really is quite amazing.
Absolutely. We're up to nine manufacturing facilities. We have about 2,500 people around the world that are employees of Kemen. And really, it's unbelievable, the reach. I mean, we're talking about the furthest reaches of South America,
yeah.
all of Asia, Africa. Like you mentioned, it really is a worldwide company.
It's fantastic. Lucas Nelson, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest in studio. We're about to dive into this whole medical marijuana cannabis oil program for just a moment. Now, Iowa law is very strict, and as I indicated to you in the green room earlier before we came online, I've said numerous times to former Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey, I said, Bill, Come on, let's get with the program. I mean, you know, can you imagine? I mean, if you control the growing, the manufacture, the sales, and the taxes, wouldn't this sound like a positive idea? And that's sort of finally where we're at.
We're getting there. We still think there are some fixes that need to be made in order to truly make this a sustainable program. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great, and we're very thankful that we had the bill that allowed this in the state, but there are still improvements that can be made. You know, you look at the THC cap is a major issue that might prevent patients from cost-effectively getting the doses that they need. You look at the list of conditions, it's very, very minimal right now. Unfortunately, that means that a number of patients that could otherwise benefit won't be able to access it mm-hmm. because right now Iowa doesn't think they should be able to. Being able to create a sustainable program by increasing access either through that list of conditions, adding to that, and then removing this THC cap, I think really makes a sustainable program possible.
So that people do understand, THC is the active ingredient, isn't that correct?
It's one of the active compounds, yes, and it's the one that is certainly the most famous for its psychoactive properties. But there's a number of other compounds in this plant that are very, very beneficial. And in fact, it's one of the interesting things about cannabis. You know, had it been found today in the wild, we'd think very, very differently about it. But it has this stigma that, you know, we know exists because of THC. But people should understand that there really are there's a lot more to this plant. And it can really be beneficial in a lot of different ways.
You know, it's interesting to follow the history of marijuana in this country, because at one time it was not regulated. And then there was a series of issues that arose in the 1920s, the 1930s, along about prohibition time. And it was called a gateway drug to other drugs and other things. And it was there's a lot of, interestingly enough, if you look at the history, there's a lot of racial things that are also involved with the history of this. And that whole thought process has now trickled into today's economics, and a lot of it just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. You know, I mean, you look at one of the original laws that kind of blacklisted marijuana back in the 30s. I mean, it was spelled in a way that was racially insensitive.
It was.
To people who were responsible for bringing it into the United States. It really is. It's unfortunate because if you look at the science behind this plant, it really does have a lot of benefits. And it's some of these other reasons that have gotten that message, a little twisted. And then it just keeps perpetuating itself. I mean, I grew up hearing what a terrible thing marijuana was. And, you know, a number of us did. But you look a little bit deeper and make sure that you're open to new ideas and to new understandings. I mean, that's what changed my mind.
One of the concerns I think that many people have with regard to not only medical marijuana and oils and those kinds of, but also recreational use, is that we're going to turn into a community, a society of zombies working at dangerous and sometimes unfulfilled jobs. That's not necessarily been the case in places like Washington, California, and Colorado, has it?
No, it really hasn't been. I mean, you look at a good, fully robust medical program like you see across the country, the revenue that's being able to be to brought in, you know, through taxes, the fact that patients can decrease or even stop their use of opioids, the fact that, Medicare programs can save money because they're not being forced to pay for these. There are so many additional benefits, you know, above and beyond just what the patients are experiencing, that I think it's silly that it took us this long.
Yeah, you said a very important word just a moment ago is opioids. That is an ugly scar on all of America. I mean, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of deaths every week from opioid overdoses, and things that, you know, these are prescribed drugs from physicians that it's killing people.
It is. It's absolutely true. I mean, we really believe that medical cannabis can serve as an alternative, and the state should create the structure around the laws that allows it to actually serve as an alternative rather than this kind of last step. It shouldn't be that if you have pain, you have to go through this entire regimen of other treatments, including opioids, before you even may be able to have access to medical cannabis. Mm-hmm. Instead, we think something with fewer side effects, almost none in many cases, is the better way to approach it. This is an epidemic across the country. We all know that and experience it. But if you look at states, you look at Michigan that has a good medical program, they've been able to reduce by some counts up to 60% of the opioid use in that state. I mean, it's shocking.
Yeah, it is shocking. How did the pharmaceutical industry, how do they feel about this?
We haven't caught much wind our way, but, you know, I think
it's coming.
I'm sure it is. But at the same time, I think a lot of those pharmaceutical companies would also be looking at, hey, there is a future in this. You know, CBD especially,
in, huh?
Yeah. You know, especially if some of these federal guidelines ever relax a little bit, they'd be in great position too. So
now, last year, the Senate, you indicated, had passed this Medical Cannabis Act.
Indeed.
And then it goes to the House.
Mm-hmm.
Are there still some issues that have to be ratified and cleaned up?
Yeah. So, you know, the bill that we have right now is not perfect. Like I mentioned before, there's this cap on THC.
Cap on THC.
And what is most important to understand there is that the plants that are being grown, they don't change because of this cap. And the amount of milligrams of THC that folks need doesn't change with this cap. What changes is how easy it is for them to consume. And then, of course, how expensive it becomes. You can imagine if you're having to take eight of something instead of one to get to that dose you need, you've now had to spend more money. And this isn't covered by insurance at this point in time. These are out-of-pocket costs. So this is a major concern of ours. Again, if we're going to create a sustainable program where patients have access to it and continue to come back to it instead of some of the alternatives. Obviously, the opioids we mentioned, going back to the black market, that's not a situation we want to set up in the state.
Yeah, and so many people, including the mayor of West Des Moines, you know, has been very active in all of this. And I remember on the 11th hour 2 years ago when the legislature finally took action, it was like in the middle of the night. But then they really didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And it's still people that I know that said, okay, well, I'm still going to go to Colorado to do whatever I need to do to bring that back. And then realizing it's against the law in Nebraska to come through there, and then you've got all kinds of other federal issues, and this seems to be just a long process to get to the end. So I wish you well in this project. When do you think you'll start creating?
Yeah, so we have to have products on the shelves of dispensaries by December 1st of 18. We're tracking very well.
Yikes.
Right now to hit that very tough target to meet. We should have plants growing here very quickly into the spring and making our final product formulations a little bit later in the fall. And we do, like I said, anticipate hitting that target date.
Did this require Kemen to find chemists in this area, or are you utilizing individuals who are already with the program?
No, so MedPharm will actually be hiring at least two, probably at the beginning, extraction chemists. We actually have one that's going to be joining us, and we're still searching for that other one. So anyone listening, you know, feel free to send in a resume. But that's something that I think people, maybe it gets lost on them a little bit, is that, again, you take away the fact that this is a cannabis plant. These are chemistry. The chemistry and these are scientists that are really formulating these products. This is not kind of the basement grow hand you whatever comes out of there. This will have an incredible amount of scientific rigor to it.
This is not, ladies and gentlemen, Up in Smoke with Cheech and Chong. This is a whole different deal. Lucas, thanks so much for visiting with us about this. I think that you've answered lots of questions that many people have. They're unsure, and they get the spin from folks that don't know anything about it, or the pushback from people that say, oh, this is a terrible thing. But if it relieves, as you indicated earlier, if it relieves the pain and the misery of so many people and makes their life more normal?
Exactly. This is an issue of compassion for so many of the people across Iowa that just are experiencing incredible amounts of pain and some of these other symptoms. And that's part of what drove MedPharm into this business is being able to treat those folks with compassion and get them products that will help them.
His name is Lucas Nelson, ladies and gentlemen. It's MedPharm Iowa. And we'll be learning more as the months go on by. Thanks so very much.
Thank
Best
you.
To your family.
Thank you.
All
appreciate
right.
it.
We're out of here. We've got to go check on what happened today on Wall Street. I can tell you that at session high today, the Dow was up by over 250 points, and then it came crashing down once again. It's just like a yo-yo. I tell you what, if you like roller coasters, you should enjoy investing in the markets. That market report's coming up next on the Business News Hour.